Ah, that's Ella Langley on 103.7 WHHT. Hello, hello. Good morning. I have Jessica in studio with me from the Historic Rail Park in Bowling Green. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
I am so excited to be here.
Good. I'm so excited to see you. I know I missed you the last time that you were here. I didn't get to hang out with you.
Yep, you were busy.
I was.
You're a busy gal.
I am. But I'm so excited that you're here this morning, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things heading into Christmas time, the Polar Express story time. And this is going to be such memorable nights for both adults and kids. And let's talk a little bit about the tickets.
Yes, absolutely. So ticket registration has started. Our Rail Park members started being able to call in or email for their tickets yesterday. And they're able to reach out to us at any time leading up to Polar Express. The first day is December 1st to get their tickets. But for the general public, their day is this Tuesday, November 4th, and they can come in person to the rail park between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. to get their tickets for the Polar Express.
Okay, now how much are tickets, Jessica?
Oh, well, thanks to our sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, Houchins Industries, this is a free community event, and we're so excited to be able to put this event on.
All right. I know you guys stay busy all year long with fundraising, and you just wrapped up your 100th anniversary.
That's right. We just had our Rail Park Rendezvous earlier this month. Gosh, it feels like it's already been months since then. But yes, we did. It was a huge success and everybody had a great time and it was sold out. And it was our most successful rendezvous yet. So we're already getting excited about next year's.
That's so awesome. So fundraisers throughout the year. But this is your way to help give back to the community and bring the kids in for Polar Express story time. This has just got to be so magical.
Oh my gosh, it really, really is. Kelly, let me tell you a little bit about it. So December 1st through the 11th, Monday through Thursday, both of those first 2 weeks of December, families come to the rail park dressed in their pajamas. The outside of the depot and the trains are all lit up for Christmas. And they come in and they get free hot cocoa and cookies. We have a photo booth set up so they can get a family picture. We have some live entertainment. The show club has a model train exhibit set up, and then we wait for our conductor to come and call the families all aboard to get on the Duncan Hines diner car. And when they're on the diner car, we have a wonderful reader who reads the story of the Polar Express, and then the kids go through and the families, and they have a special visit from a very special jolly man at the end who gives them a little gift, and then they're on their way. But there are families that have been coming for so many years. Did I mention this is our 23rd year of hosting the Polar Express? So there are now second generations that are bringing their kids. I remember a couple years ago, I helped this elderly woman off the presidential office car. I think she was 93. Mm-hmm. So all ages are welcome to come and enjoy this special story time.
So many memories made. And it's like you're really on the Polar Express with you being at the Historic Rail Park.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So when you do purchase, or you don't have to purchase tickets, they are free. Whenever you get your tickets, do you have to get them for specific nights or are they for any night?
That's a great question. They are for specific nights. Okay. So again, the 1st through the 4th and then the 8th through the 11th. And there are 6 story times a night. So there's a 4:30, a 5 o'clock, all the way through a 7 o'clock reading. So you know, Rail Park members can call the Rail Park right now and say, I need to get my tickets, or send an email. And then general public can come in on Tuesday and get their tickets. And we'll let them know what day and times are available at that point because our members may have already taken some of the dates. And it's not too late to become a member, Kelly. Okay. You know, people can join right now. And not only do they get early access to Polar Express tickets, but they also can literally come to the rail park every day and take a tour, go through the museum. It's great for, you know, families. What am I going to do this weekend? It's cold in the winter or during, you know, holiday breaks. We're open and they can come and tour and check it out. So lots of great opportunities. The other thing they get early access to are very popular unseen walking tours, including the Pauline tour. And those tickets, typically before they open to the general public, all of our members have snatched them up.
Yes.
So become
yes.
a member, get great, great benefits.
All right. If you want to find out more about Historic Rail Park or if you want to find out more about membership, where should they go, Jessica?
HistoricRailPark.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being here this morning and telling us about the Polar Express. Make sure you get your tickets, again, to the general public. It's open this Tuesday, 9 to 11. They're at the Rail Park. If you want to become a member, contact the Historic Rail Park and become a member to get first access to all of those tickets, those incredible tickets throughout
That's right.
the year. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.